Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
There is so much going on this afternoon. We're talking about this new information coming out about the Epstein files and some emails that seem to make a link between Epstein and the president. So we'll get back to that in just a few minutes. Also, I'm asking this question, and this has nothing to do with promoting homosexuality. I mean, that's just ridiculous. I'm asking a question because it has to do with equal rights. It has to do with Americans trying to tell other Americans how to lead their lives. And the question, since the Supreme Court has ruled, the conservative-leaning Supreme Court, has basically decided not to even take up an appeal case concerning same-sex marriage. So this is still standing, legalized same-sex marriage. There are other groups that are still trying to fight against legalized marriage, and this is something that is just happening. But why are people so passionately bothered by legalized gay marriage? It doesn't involve them. It has nothing to do with them. So why are they so passionately involved in that? I'm asking that question, and I've yet to hear a better answer than, well, it's because the Bible says so. Well, the Bible says a lot of things, and the Bible's a great book. There's like great information, great messages in the Bible. But the Bible might not be 100% accurate. Now, if you choose to believe every word of the Bible, that's okay. I'm not criticizing you for that. But my question is, why are you so passionately interested in what somebody else does if it doesn't involve you? That's the curious thing to me. And I think that maybe people feel guilty about their own sins and what they're trying to save other people. I'd like to think that, but some of the criticism of same-sex marriage is filled with such hate that it's not because they're trying to save souls, they're trying to condemn people. I mean, I hear it on this show every time we talk about it. There's this tone of condemnation, and people feel good about condemning others. It makes them feel better about, I guess, their own sins. So, you know, we'll continue to ask that question, but we'll get back to the Jeffrey Epstein case in just a few minutes. Yesterday, we talked about Veterans Day because it was Veterans Day, and I wrote a blog after the show that is titled, Changing Veterans Day to a Victory Day is an Insult to Many American Soldiers. Now, President Trump came up with the idea of changing Veterans Day to Victory Day for World War I. And that idea, the idea of changing Veterans Day to Victory Day, is insulting to a lot of American soldiers. The Vietnam War, that did not end in victory. The Korean War did not end in victory. So why don't we just leave it Veterans Day and honor all of the veterans, not just the veterans that fought in a war that ended in a treaty, a peace agreement that declared victory for the United States? You know, let's be honest about this. We didn't win every war. And there's a possibility that we'll be involved in warlike conflicts in the future where there's not going to be a clear winner. So this idea of changing Veterans Day to Victory Day for World War I, and then the president added Victory Day for World War I and World War II. No, I mean, that leaves out other veterans. Let's just leave it Veterans Day. So it seems as if the government shutdown is coming to an end, which is really great news. The air traffic controllers who worked through the shutdown may be getting a bonus, and the president wants to give them a $10,000 bonus for working through the shutdown. Some American air traffic controllers did not go to work because they were not being paid. They were promised to be paid when it ended retroactively, but they were not working when they were not being paid. So I think it's okay to reward those who worked through the shutdown. But is it worth $10,000? I don't know. That's not for me to determine. Hey, the Pelicans lost again. They lost to the Phoenix Suns, 121-98. The Pelicans are home tonight in the Smoothie King Center against the Portland Trail Blazers, a team that I fell in love with when I was living in Portland. That is my second home. As you know, my son and his family live there. He moved there when I was on the air there, and he is still there with his great family. And I go there as often as I can, so I consider that to be my second home since I spend a lot of time there. But I mean, I'm for the Pelicans tonight. But if it's not the Pelicans, I'm for the Blazers. But I think it's time to fire Willie Green. I mean, I hate to put it that way, but it's time to move on. I don't think Willie Green is providing a spark that the Pelicans need, and not just a spark, but it just I don't know what they're waiting for. It just doesn't seem at this point like Willie Green is the answer. And I know there are injuries and other things to deal with, but I don't think Willie Green's the answer. And you know, as I have said, sometimes people in New Orleans move very, very slowly when it comes to change, even change that is obvious. They move very slowly, and I don't know why, because they still get our money. And as long as they get our money, then they should care about what we think. Frank Wilson, the interim coach of the LSU Tigers, says he's not sure who the starting quarterback is going to be when LSU meets Arkansas this weekend, an 11:45 kickoff at Tiger Stadium. I mean, you know, Tiger Stadium, I'm just so used to games being at night. An 11:45 kickoff. I mean, does anybody really know what Tiger Stadium looks like in the daylight? I mean, it looks, you know, some things look really great at night. You're going to see all the flaws and everything that might be wrong. Like, it's a great stadium. I'm kind of joking. But an 11:45 kickoff for LSU at Tiger Stadium, that is really unusual. I mean, it's happened before, but it's very unusual. And the U.S. Mint in Philadelphia is about to press the final penny. And you've heard in our news, it takes 4 cents to make a penny. That's crazy. And this is going to change the economy a little bit, because everything's going to be rounded off, because there are going to be no pennies. So everything will be, I guess, rounded off to the nickel. So collectively, I guess, prices will rise a little bit. And inflation continues to be a problem. There's not a lot of talk about it recently, but inflation is still a problem in America. Also, I posted a video on Scoot on the Air Substack. If you haven't done it yet, download the Substack app, and I would love for you to become a subscriber. And please comment on the videos and the things that I post on Scoot on the Air Substack. Also, I post videos on Scoot on the Air Facebook. A different crowd, but some of the Facebook trolls have followed me to Substack, and I had to get rid of a few. And as long as they behave, I'll keep them on there. But if they cross the line, I'll block them. So I posted a video about the young girl in Lafourche Parish who was expelled for slapping a boy. The boy had just shown her an AI-generated nude photograph of herself. Again, a nude photograph of herself, totally naked. And she slapped him. And she should have slapped him. And I don't think she should have been expelled. And I think the Lafourche Parish School Board is going to find themselves in a lot of trouble over this. The boy's been arrested. And as I said earlier, I'd like to think that his parents are shocked that he was this involved in AI pornography. Because kids younger than you think know a lot about porn. All right, so Republicans on the House Oversight Committee released about 20,000 additional documents from Jeffrey Epstein. This happened today, proclaiming you deserve the full truth. The Democratic colleagues published the emails also from Jeffrey Epstein, and the House Oversight Committee has released these emails. And in one of the emails, it shows that the president spent hours, Jeffrey Epstein said the president spent hours at his house with one of the victims. Now, as I have said, I don't know what happened. They might have been playing a card game. I don't know what they were doing, but he spent hours at the house with her. I don't know if there's more that suggests that he did more? I don't know. We don't know that. The name was redacted, but Fox News is reporting that it's the same girl that had sex with Prince Andrew. And that girl at one point did say that nothing happened with the president. So, again, we don't know what happened, but we know that he spent hours at the house with her. Now, why did he spend hours at the house with her? We know what she was doing. We know the kind of things that she did, but we don't know. And that's what I've said all along. We don't know. So let's see what other emails have to say. Also, there's a social media post from a tweet, actually. It's 4 years old, and it comes from now Vice President J.D. Vance that wonders why the president spent so much time at Jeffrey Epstein's house with one of the victims. You know, I guess we should also say survivor. That's another way to put it. So, yeah, a lot of concern about this. And, of course, the White House is denying everything. But, you know, I want to know what the truth is. And I don't care who gets hurt. The truth is more important than anything. And I would hope that everybody, even people who are very supportive of the president, would think that the truth should supersede anything else. Because if you deny the truth, then you are actually vicariously protecting the concept of older men having sex with underage girls. And in many cases, it might be somebody the age of your daughter or your granddaughter. Do you want an old man having sex with somebody that age? I don't think that's appropriate. But you know what? Maybe I'm just a little old-fashioned. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Coleman is our studio producer. He'll get to some of your texts coming up here in just a few minutes. Let's go to Dan in Algiers. Dan, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you for having me. Two quick things before the Epstein. If Draymond Green has a podcast, I recommend anybody wear a cup if they're going to listen to that. Because
like, oh, my God. Do you think there would be any complaining?
Oh, my God. It'd be crazy. I think the people that want to ban gay marriage are the ones that need government to prevent them from doing something that they think is immoral because nobody else should need it.
Yeah, but agree.
Anyway, with this Epstein thing, I mean, the people that, you know, there are people who don't want it released because they have their favorite politician. That's not me. If you have a favorite politician that you don't want getting in trouble on this list, you're not in a political party. You're in a cult.
Yeah, I agree.
I definitely on the left. I voted for Democrats mostly. But if any people I've voted for and is on that list and did illegal things utilizing the Epstein services, bury them all under the prison. I don't care what if you're a politician on my side, the other side. I don't care if you are a celebrity that I like. No, I'm done with you. I have no problem with that. The only thing I would add, though, is that two things I would add is that there were women, especially at least one, Ghislaine Maxwell, also did, you know, victimize these young women as well. It wasn't just the men. There was at least one woman who did it.
Yeah.
I don't know how many more there might have been. And the other thing I would just urge anybody to say is that these criminals did not pay to have sex with people. They paid to abuse them. They paid to rape them. They did not pay to have sex with them.
That's a great point.
Prostitution. It was. They victimized them. They raped them. They abused them. And it's terrible. And they should. And anybody who doesn't want these people punished, I have to question their morals.
Yeah, Dan, I totally agree. And but it's interesting that we have reached a point in America where there are people who will stand by their politician and want to protect their politician, even if they find out the truth that their politician did indeed have sex with an underage girl, whether it's Bill Clinton or the president or some other politician, because we know that there were politicians involved in this. We just don't know exactly who they were. And I agree with just about everything that you said. Just the idea of not releasing the files or wanting the files to be held, whether it's Joe Biden or the current president, that is supporting the idea that old men can have sex with underage girls. And what bothers me about that is that maybe the idea of keeping the Epstein files silent is a way of people admitting that they kind of like the idea of having sex with underage girls.
Yep, and it's gross and disgusting. Yeah. I want to check those people's computers, too, because who knows what else might be on there.
Amen. Dan, I appreciate the call. If you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1984, Madonna released her second studio album. Now, I was on the air. I was on B97 at the time. And so, you know, here I am, a DJ, and, you know, I did a lot of talk on my morning show, but it was a music station, and we get this second new album from Madonna. My first impression of Madonna with her first album was, man, this girl's got something. She released her second album, and it was her first number one album on the charts here in America. And there were a number of hits on this album, produced by Chic frontman Nile Rodgers, who is one incredible producer. But Like a Virgin, Into the Groove, Material Girl, and this song were on that album. Love this song. Madonna, 1984. This was amazing. And this is, you know, when I'm dancing to this song, I'm kind of doing that, Rick Astley kind of move, kind of like Carlton from Fresh Prince. I got that move down. It's a natural Caucasian move. You know, African Americans have just like a lot of natural instinct with dancing. And as a Caucasian, I kind of have this typical Caucasian groove when it comes to dancing. But hey, I enjoy it. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on Dev.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Scoot on the Air calendar. On this day in 1999, Kevin Smith's comedy Dogma premiered, featuring Alanis Morissette as God. I mean, we don't know if God's a man or a woman. I mean, I know you might read the pronoun he, capital H-E in the Bible, but I mean, you don't know, really. I mean, that's what was written, but I bring up this point that there are a lot of things we don't really know. It's based on our belief and our faith and what we choose to believe in, but nobody's gone to God and had a conversation and come back and told us exactly who God is and how God feels about every issue. That's not my opinion. That's a fact. Nobody has gone to talk to God and come back and told us exactly what God thinks. Now, that shouldn't be unsettling because, you know, you believe what you want to believe. I mean, I have my beliefs and you have your beliefs, but I'm still just curious as to why so many people are so passionately trying to overturn same-sex marriage when it doesn't affect them. And I think that maybe there's some subconscious guilt over the sins that people commit, and they want to condemn somebody who they think is committing a sin that's worse than their sins, so they somehow vicariously feel better about themselves. Let's go to Janice. Hey, Janice.
Hey, Scoot. How you doing?
Good.
That's good. You sound good.
Why wouldn't I be good? I'm great. I have a great job.
You always sound good on the radio. You really
got
do.
Got friends like you.
Yeah, well, thank you. I remember years ago when you were on, the radio station, I think it was WWL in the morning, and you had a talk thing going on then. And I called one time.
Did you?
And, yeah, I got to talk to Vicki Lawrence.
Oh, yeah, I was doing, that was my first talk show. It was on WWL, and I was doing 9 to noon. And I did have a lot of celebrity guests, and Vicki Lawrence was one of them.
Yeah, I remember getting to talk to her.
Do you remember what you asked her?
Yeah, I asked her what her favorite show was, which episode she was in was her favorite. And I think she said something about that, I don't know, they went on vacation or something. I think she told me, and she was home alone or something, one of the episodes.
Oh, interesting.
And
I'm glad you have that memory.
Oh, yeah, I'll never forget that. Oh, no. Listen, I just wanted to say this. I do not care. I don't care who a person is. I don't care if you're an actor. I don't care if you're some prince. I don't care who you are, a politician. It doesn't matter to me. There are three things. If I had my way, I would change the laws. I really would. You murder, and I don't mean in self-defense. I mean you murder. be it carjacking.
Yeah, and that's not self-defense.
Or whatever. That's
death murder.
Penalty. Yeah. Sell drugs.
Yeah.
Help to promote what's going on. Sell the drugs, death penalty, and any sexual activity with someone under the legal age, death penalty. Now, being a playboy, yeah, there's playboys. Okay, you might have 20 girlfriends. Okay, as long as they're 18 and older,
yeah.
I don't care. But
yeah,
you put your hands on a child, anybody under age, and I would give you the death penalty, and I say that even if we were to find out it was Donald Trump. I don't care if it was Biden or... It just doesn't matter to me. Right is right and wrong is wrong, and to me that's exactly what this is about. I give no exceptions to anybody that does that, and if we found out tomorrow that it was Trump, I'd say death penalty to him.
Yeah, and we don't know at this point, but there are people who want to automatically defend the person
right.
that they like, excuse and defend the person they like, and disregard mm-hmm. information that might indicate that somebody that they like had sex with an underage girl, and I just don't think there can be any excuse for that. All right,
no,
Janice.
I would not make any exceptions whatsoever for that. I don't care who you are.
I appreciate the call. Thanks for listening. So the White House is, and you know, look, you can't believe everything the White House press secretary says, because her job is not to tell the truth. Her job is to protect the president. And so now they're mentioning that the person that the president spent hours with at Jeffrey Epstein's house was Virginia Giuffre. And I described her as a survivor because, you know, at the time, she was a survivor. Sadly, she committed suicide. Her book is out, but she is no longer with us. So she was a survivor of that for a while. And we just try to elevate those who have survived rape. Instead of calling them victims of rape, we call them survivors of rape. And I think that's okay. Some people might think that is woke, but I don't care. You survived it. But in this case, Virginia Giuffre did not survive it because she did commit suicide. But it's disturbing that the truth about old men having sex with underage girls doesn't matter. What matters is protecting the politician that you like, whoever that politician is. And that's where we are in America. And it supersedes this issue. The truth, regardless of the issue, does not matter as much as protecting the politician that you support, be it a Democrat or a Republican. And that's a sad state of affairs for America. But that's where we are. And it's one of the reasons why we don't, you know, I'm not getting into these political debates anymore because I'm embarrassed about this aspect of America. And I don't even want to talk to people about that kind of passion. And so, you know, we're touching on this because this is not political to me. This is about men having sex with underage girls. And we should not have resistance. Everybody should want this information to come out, except, of course, those who are guilty. I'm not trying to draw any conclusions here, but what motivation would there be to not release this information that may get to the truth about who had sex with underage girls? I'll let you try to answer that question yourself. If you want to join us with a comment, Oakwood Heart Jewelers talking text line is 504-260-1870. Yeah, we've covered a lot on the show this afternoon, and it's been cool. You know, I have just really gotten to the point where I so hate the political debates that are just so often based on bias that blocks out the truth because of the bias. It's more about being right about the candidate that you support as opposed to the truth. And I find that sad. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. It's a great-looking Wednesday afternoon. Going to be chilly tonight, but continuing to warm up to...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The weekend, and the forecast that I saw before going on the air today was that that rain that they were expecting on Sunday seems to have been pushed to Monday, and it seems to have been decreased a lot. So I don't even know if we're going to get much rain on Monday. But it's just been really, really awesome. I'm Scoot. Let's get to a couple of your calls. Let's see who has been on the hold the longest. Let's go to Ricky. Ricky, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm good.
Good, good. My question is, you know, I kind of believe I can't do anything about what somebody believes. But I also believe, the reason I believe the Bible is because I believe Jesus Christ died for everybody, gay, straight, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And if I don't plant the seed, I'm only here to plant the seed. Only God can make the seed grow.
Yeah.
And I believe that why would I believe in a God that did not leave me instructions on how to live? He created me. He died for me. Why would I believe? The reason I believe in the Bible is because I believe he died for me, which nobody else ever has. And I believe I know he existed. I know he left instructions, maybe not personal, but through his inspiration, things were written.
All right. Well, this is not a question about whether or not you believe in the Bible, but with that information in hand, why are people so passionately involved in trying to stop other people from doing what they think is right?
I agree with your question. I do agree with that. But I have the thing about agreement is, why do we think we can get everybody on the same page? We all come from different backgrounds, different economic situations, different education, different religion. We all have different worldviews, and not everybody's going to be on the same page. The key is compromise.
Yeah.
Quit trying to be right.
Yeah.
But be compromise with people. Give work with people. I mean, for as much as I disagreed with some of the things Edwin Edwards did, he was a great compromiser. Right?
Yeah, he was. But compromise today is the new C word that nobody wants to say.
Right. Well,
I agree with you, Ricky, but you know, we're just so divided that compromise, you know, compromise dismisses this idea that I'm right and I'm going to prove that I'm right. And if I can't prove it, I'm just going to shout you down to show that I'm right and not let you tell me that I'm wrong.
I get what you're saying. I don't see it that much as you see it. But let me just say one thing about the Bible, because I know your time's limited.
Yes.
You can't believe in a God. You can't believe in the Bible and pick and choose what you want to believe, nor can you work for WWL and pick and choose what rules you want to work with on the air, nor can you pick and choose what constitutional amendments you're going to follow.
Agree.
You either follow them all or you don't, right?
Well, I agree, but there's a lot to be interpreted in the Bible. There are things to be interpreted in the Constitution as well.
I agree.
You know, so
I agree.
I think that's what complicates it for a lot of people.
I think you just hit it on the head. It's complicated for a lot of people because of our interpretation coming from our worldviews.
Yeah.
And it makes it mumble jumbo, and we stand for what we're used to.
Yeah.
And we're not open to anything new.
Well, that's a great point, Ricky. And you know, the people who are so passionately opposed to gay marriage, even though it doesn't affect them in any way, it's like they want to make this statement that they're right. And making the statement that they're right is more important than the idea that they shouldn't be judging or condemning somebody else.
listen, this is what I believe, and I'm going to let you go.
Yeah.
I believe I was a sinner when I was born. I believe I'm a sinner still today. And it's the process in my life that I go through to try to get to the end
yeah.
that God appreciates.
And I can tell you that.
He knows I'm going to make it to the yeah. end. He wants me to be the best I can in the process. I have to try yeah. to fix myself every morning I wake yeah. up.
I understand, and sometimes I think back that I was a bigger sinner in the mid-80s than I am today, but, you know, it's another story. All right, Ricky, I appreciate the call. Yeah, look, I'm kind of joking about that because, think about all the Christians that now accept premarital sex. They're not promoting against premarital sex because they have kids who are married or who are not married and having sex. Or they're not married and they're having sex. So premarital sex is no longer an issue anymore. But gay sex, now, see, that's an issue. You know, I may be having sex out of wedlock, but that's an issue over there. I got to say something about that. So, see, this is the hypocrisy about which I often speak. And I have never said anything today, and I never say anything about what you should believe. That's up to you. But realize that if what you believe is up to you, that what somebody else believes is up to them. And I think you're just really wasting your time and your role as a Christian when you so passionately try to tell other people how to lead their lives. That's my opinion. All right, we're going to come back to wrap up the show here in just a few minutes. And I hope you enjoy this this afternoon. And if you get time after work, I know it's getting dark earlier, but if you have time this afternoon, man, get out and take a walk or just get out in it. If you can go somewhere and be outside and have a drink or get something to eat, you and the kids or whatever, man, do it. This is really great weather. We'll be right back on WWL. All right, here's a text that says, compromise is not being modeled by our elected representatives. We already have a generation that has witnessed the demise of compromise in the hallowed halls of Congress. Amen to that. Sports Talk, Mike Dettillier, Steve Geller coming up next. And at 4:35, it's the future Hall of Famer, Drew Brees, on talking about the performance of Tyler Shuck and the Saints. And Pelicans play tonight. You'll hear it here as well. All right. Thanks to Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, our studio producer, Coleman, market manager, Dan Barron, news anchor, Chris Miller, and traffic with Court DP. Join me on Facebook, Scoot on the Air Facebook, and Substack with Scoot on the Air. And as always, I thank you for being part of the show. I'm Scoot. Have a great afternoon. Love you, New Orleans.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.